Was it a performance that lacked confidence, in your view?
No, I don't think so. We wanted to exploit the spaces, but we were a bit too keen, a bit too eager. I've got honest players, and they're eager to do what they consider the right thing. But sometimes you have to work it out on the pitch as a player, and I can only give them a framework to work in. I can give them a plan, but the plan might change out on the pitch. And I believe we give a bit away the ball too quickly in the first half, and I don't think that was down to nerves or lack of confidence. To a certain degree, part of the plan was working to get to half-time with a clean sheet, but then we didn't kick on. Not just that we didn't kick on, so concede the goal at the wrong time. Just when the game's in the balance, to concede the free kick and then to lose the goal on the free kick, then it's disappointing and it can sort of de-energise you as a team.
I haven't scored again, though, and do you put any more pressure on yourself now to go and get another striker?
It'd be nice to, but I can't put any more pressure on myself, or I can't absorb any more pressure. I'm having to absorb a lot of pressure as the manager on behalf of my players, and I'm actively a protector. That's me as a person. And when I come out banging, screaming, shouting, I'm doing it for a reason, not because I want to insult people, because I want to protect and absorb pressure. But trust me, I'm full to the top with pressure, and it's taken me a lot to recover psychologically. But to get a striker in, you know, sometimes you just wonder whether people think that you're actually doing your job. You know, Flicker spoke earlier on in the day to a supporter who was a guest of the VIP today with respect to strikers. We've got a list, or we've had a list of 24, 25 strikers. Flicker was out at a match last night watching a player that we thought we could get. We were led to believe that we could get him today. We haven't quite got him. You know, and it takes us away from our families, the job that we're actually doing. And sometimes we get a little bit annoyed because you do get questioned because we're in the public eye. We understand criticism, we accept criticism, but we're doing everything we possibly can to aid our recovery from the position that we're in at this moment in time. And sometimes it's very difficult to stomach this type of criticism that comes on us.
I feel you can afford to avoid sort of a panic move.
We need to be calm, we need to take our time, we need to take a sigh, a deep breath sometimes, and realise that we've got 31 games to go and not six. If we had six, maybe I wouldn't be here as a manager, and maybe I would start panicking. But trust me, my mind's totally focused on Barnsley Football Club and only Barnsley Football Club, and trying to improve our fortunes on the pitch. So it's difficult, it's really difficult times, and I'm just encouraged going into 31 games that we've got a lot of games left.
How will you get this right with the players? You know, you like to say you've got injuries, yeah. You're going to have to deal with that. How will you get this going again? How will you get the points back on the board now, having lost three games? What needs to happen?
Well, we do need to pick up points. We've got 31 games to get 35 points. We need to pick up points in the next game. If we don't, then the next game after that.
How do you do it, Keith?
I'm encouraged with the performance tonight. I'll stick with the players that we've got. If I can recruit the right type of player, then I will. If not, we go with what we've got. Because there's no magic formula. And we know the right players that we want to recruit. But at this moment in time, they're not available. So what am I supposed to do? I'm constantly banging my head against the wall. There's no question about that. You do as a manager, whether you're winning, losing or drawing. That's the nature of being a manager. So it's frustrating at times because you always want to sign players to improve. We want to sign players to improve, and out of necessity as well. So it's unfortunate, but it's proving to be very difficult. And I think if we could recruit, it might encourage a little bit of belief from the players as well, because we're almost in a similar situation where we're going with the players that we've got, and I don't think we're quite good enough.
Just that we've got the absolute latest on this. You say you spoke to a striker yesterday, you thought you were going to get him. Is that now dead in the water?
It could be on, it could be off. We just don't know. We got a lot of encouragement last night, but none today.
Is the striker a top-flight striker, or is he in a championship club?
Well, if I get anybody from League 2 or League 1, I'll be lambasted.